practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio today with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we begin to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today we're going to begin the program with a song of praise. It's simply entitled, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Ransom
As I was listening to that song, my mind reflected on Psalm 117, where the Word of God says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." That's Psalm 117. And I trust that today you are praising the Lord, and I trust that you're not only doing it personally there, wherever you might be right now, but that you will also do it along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Say, are you going to church today? Well, I trust that you are, because number one, that's what God expects you to do according to Hebrews 10 and verse 25. But then secondly, if you go to church, that is, where the Word of God is preached and where the hymns of praise are rendered up to the Lord, it will be an encouragement to you. It truly will be, because your spirit will be fed and it will just be a time of blessing. And so I would encourage you to go to church today. Now, if you don't have a church to go to, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, every Wednesday night at 6:30, we have a meeting for the children and youth. And then at 7 o'clock, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study. But certainly, if we can help you in any way, spiritually speaking, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our email address, if you want to email us, is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Or our mailing address is Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And then, of course, you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. I would encourage you to visit our website from time to time, which is simply fbcaltoona.org. Let me repeat that. fbcaltoona.org, and there you will be able to learn more about our ministry and what we do, how we are involved in many, many things. And so we would love to be able to encourage you in the things of the Lord, help you in your walk with the Lord. So don't hesitate to contact us. I've said this almost every Sunday morning since this program has been on the air, that our number one desire is that you trust Jesus Christ as Savior. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Have you trusted Christ as Savior? Well, I rejoice along with you, indeed, if you have. But if you haven't, why don't you do so today? Do simply as it says in Romans 10:13, and call upon the name of the Lord and be saved, and he will save you. You'll have the forgiveness of sins. You'll have the reality and the hope of eternal life. And you'll look forward to spending eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus in a land without tears and a time without end. Think of that. And so if you make the decision to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today, contact us here at the church and we will send you a little booklet entitled Now That I Believe that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Again, you may call us at 814-944-2894. You may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602, or you can email us. And that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the great opportunity that we have to put together another Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I thank you for the fact, Lord, that Sunday morning after Sunday morning on these radio stations, we are able to get out your word and to prepare our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Father, I pray for everyone who is listening right now. You know where they are. You know what they are doing. You know what their spiritual needs are. It is my prayer that if there are any who have not yet trusted your Son, the Lord Jesus, as their Savior, that today would be the time in which they would do that. And then, Father, I pray for every Christian who's under the sound of my voice that today you'd bless them, encourage them, and strengthen them through this program. May this be a great day of rejoicing and worship in good, solid, Bible-believing churches all across this country and around the world. For truly, you are a God who loves and inhabits our praise. And so, Father, I pray that this will be a great day of praise unto you from those who know you everywhere around the globe today. And we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song that many times we haven't heard it in a long time, and maybe sometime we forget it. It's called The Lord's Prayer. Remember it? Here it is, an instrumental, The Lord's Prayer. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Psalm 56. Psalm 56, and I would like to read verses 3 and 4, where the Word of God says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God will I praise His Word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." That's Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. Now, before I deliver a message entitled The Value of the Christian Family, let's listen to that old hymn of the faith, it is well with my soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught. sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, all my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
But I trust you can say this morning that it is well with your soul because you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Today, I want us to focus a little bit on the value of the Christian home. Back in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, we find that Joshua was giving his final words to Israel, as it were, and he says this in verses 14 and 15. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. And of course, we know that Joshua was used of God to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan River and then into the promised land to conquer it and to establish it and to settle it for the glory of God. And now Joshua knew that his life was about over. And so he was saying to Israel, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Don't follow the gods that your fathers followed and others who were down in Egypt and other parts of the world, but serve ye the Lord. And do so by making certain that your family, that your household serves the Lord. He says that very clearly there in the last part of verse 15, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me ask you a question this morning. Father, have you made that your commitment in your home? Husband, have you made that your commitment? Wife, have you made that commitment? Have you said, as for us and our house, we will serve the Lord? One of the things that we truly need today is that of a good, solid Christian family. We need Christian families all across the country. I'm thankful for the fact that I had the opportunity to be brought up in a Christian home where the Word of God was taught, where we were involved with the local church, where Mom and Dad knew the Lord and encouraged me in the things of the Lord. And you know, we can count back generations in the Dahl family, as it were, and go back a long time and find that many, many, many of our ancestors knew the Lord Jesus Christ and had a Christian home. My question to you today is, do you have a Christian home? Are you serving the Lord in and through your home? Now, somebody might ask the question, what is a Christian home? Well, first of all, it is not one that's traditionally Christian, where you have generations of Christian homes. Neither is it one that is culturally Christian in the sense that you are not following some other kind of a religion. Nor is the Christian home one that is ecclesiastically Christian, and in other words, attends church and goes to religious activities and so forth. Those things are all great. But those things do not define the Christian home. So the question is, what is a Christian home? Well, let me give you some bullet points on what a Christian home is. A Christian home is, number one, one where God's Word is central. Let me ask you, beloved, is the Word of God central in your home? Do you read and study the Word of God personally? Do you have a time of prayer and maybe a time of devotions with your family? Do you seek the Word of God and the direction of the Scriptures in every decision that you make? That is the first qualification of a Christian home, one where God's Word is central. The second qualification of a Christian home is where biblical principles are applied consistently. Where biblical principles are applied consistently. That, of course, is what we refer to as the biblical worldview. You see, it could be that you could read and study the Bible and maybe even discuss the Bible in your home, but if the biblical principles that are brought out in the Scriptures are not practiced in your home, then you really can't refer to your home as a Christian home. A Christian home is one where the Word of God is central, and then in every possible way, the tenets and the principles of the Word of God are applied consistently. Thirdly, a Christian home is one where family members know the Lord Jesus Christ. Family members know the Lord Jesus Christ. Mom and dad are saved, and their children are saved. And if their children aren't saved, they're doing everything they possibly can to lead their children to Christ. Would that define your home? You know, I want to say something here, and that is that I fully believe that the reason why God gives us children is to bring them to Christ. That's the main reason why God gives us children. Of course, we know that we are to be fruitful and multiply, but God gives us children. And by the way, when God gives us children, they don't belong to us. They belong to God. And so it's our responsibility and privilege, might I say, to lead them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you happen to be pregnant, Mom, and Dad, you were there along with your wife, I would encourage you now to pray for that unborn baby, that at an early age it would trust Christ as Savior and then grow to serve the Lord. And then when that baby is born, I pray that once again you'll continue to pray that at an early age it will trust Christ as Savior and then grow to serve the Lord. That's what a Christian home and family is all about. Family members know the Lord. Number four, a Christian home is where the local church is a priority. Oh, that's very important. Where the local church is a priority. In my home, when I grew up with my parents over in Fayette County, Pennsylvania, the church was really something that we centered our life around. Unfortunately, today we find that people center their lives around the sports or the school activities or the business or pleasure or whatever. But the Christian home is where the Church of Jesus Christ is a priority. When the church doors are opened, you are there. When Sunday school class begins, you are there in order to be able to exalt the Lord Jesus and support that local church to the glory of God. Because remember, the local church is the local representation of Jesus Christ on earth. And then number five, a Christian home is where a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ is evident. A testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ is evident. When people see your home, do they see Jesus? When they hear about the things that you do in your family, do they see Jesus? When they see the activities that you are involved with, is Jesus Christ represented? Well, that's what a Christian home is. And you see, the Christian home is very valuable because it does have a positive impact upon the entire world. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Dad, is that your prayer? Mom, is that your prayer? A Christian home is one where God's Word is central, where biblical principles are applied consistently, where family members know the Lord, where the local church is a priority, and where a testimony for Jesus Christ is evident. I trust that describes your home and that you are making an impact for Christ in your community through your home. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.